No. Okay. And this is KDCL Media, the pride of internet radio for Deep Creek Lake, Garrett County, Maryland, and the world. Used to, yeah, call in on the phone. And we're knocking some of the rust off tonight, and we're having... And we've got some technical gremlins here as we're working with some new microphones and a little bit more professional quality. They were working, your big mic was working there a while ago, and then we unplugged it, and you didn't mute your mic. The mic didn't mute when you unplugged it and plugged it back in, did it? Because that's notorious for doing that. I'm back to introduction. I'm your host, Miss Paula Cass. The other host who is trying to get a microphone to work is Oro Cass. Okay, well, I wish I could hear you. Well, let's try this. Okay, try again. Nope. Well, you're muted now. Anyway, as the marquee says, I was trying to think what it was called. That's how long it's been. We are back. We're working out different stages that we're getting ready to work with. See behind the curtain. We're working a little bit with Zoom. We're working with some Facebook Live and some YouTube. But this has always been our first love is internet broadcasting. So we're back again on that. And as the marquee says, we started our internet radio careers right here on BTR way back in 2009. After 5.5 years and 5,000 plus hours on air, our personal lives took center stage to help out our family members as caregivers. And recently those duties have lessened to the point that we have more personal time to spend online. It is because of that that we're able to make the jump back into our favorite stage here on BTR and fire up the mics once again. Well, we're trying out all the stages. No. Okay.
Can you hear me?
No.
Oh, they can hear me on your microphone. All I gotta do is sit here and talk.
And just yell across the room? Would you like to plug your headset into your phone and I'll unmute you? Tonight's show will include a little bit of our history on BTR and two other platforms we worked with over the years. No, because you're... Let me unmute you. Maybe I can hear you.
I made out.
There you are.
There he is. I can hear me on three different speakers now.
Oh, you're going to make a nice feedback loop you keep on.
Actually, we can turn that one down. Don't need to be up. But we know we're on now anyway. That's good.
Yeah.
And like she said, we just, KDCL Media is rising from the ashes like the phoenix. Because I like this because I can get up and walk around.
Depends on your charge on your. What's your charge on your phone?
Well, we got 70%. That's a good 10 minutes. On this phone, anyway. Normally it'd be like 3 hours, but this phone's like 10 minutes. But anyhow, Oro Cass here, and yeah, we did figure out enough to get where we're both on the air at the same time, and we can hear each other. And guess what? The next thing to come is going to be where we can see each other, because working in the background, when this show gets over with, we're going to see if by the next show we have, which is, I believe, scheduled for Tuesday, with a undetermined time so far. I believe our Tuesday show is probably going to be more like 9 p.m. Eastern instead of 7. And this is a, you know, this is a thing that's in the works as we build it. We're using it as we build it type of thing. So stick around and have fun peeking behind the curtain of internet radio, because this is not podcasting, folks. This is live and in your face. And when people, when you hear the recording, you're going to hear us say that, because they don't call it Blog Talk Radio for nothing.
That's for sure.
If you look over here, you'll see I'm throwing it to you.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, I don't have a funny itch somewhere.
Waiting for lightning.
There you go.
That was supposed to be lightning. That wasn't supposed to be a song.
No, that was Dighton. Waiting for lightning.
No. Oh, Dighton. Okay.
No, what you're looking for is this.
Yeah, that was what I was going to say.
Yeah, let it play. And I'm glad you did that. If you can hear me over the storm. Okay, it's over now. That's a good way to bring in our buddy Dighton. Dighton Gillen, I believe it was. Galen.
Remember, you know how long ago that
I'm sitting there looking at his music. Well, I got Dighton, okay, that's his first name, and I was gonna play this song, matter of fact, before we did the thunder drop, but so we'll go ahead and play it anyway. I hope it's not up too loud. We'll have to check that out on the telephone and see, but this is Dighton Galen Dighton. I'll figure it out anyway. It's a great song by an Alaskan man that loves to play the guitar and sing. So check it out. See what you think.
Waiting for lightning under clouded skies, rolling home down this blacktop. I watch the heat waves rise. But I'm still bone dry. Have all my chances passed me by. I'm waiting for lightning. I've tried to pull my faith way up high, like a lightning rod as the storms pass by. But I'm weary, Lord, I'm weary. And I know I've prayed a thousand times. Find a way, let her know how much I love her. God, I love her, but I can't tell her. Cause I'm waiting for lightning to strike that woman's heart. Just a small it would sure be nice. I'm waiting for lightning. Yeah, I made mistakes, might have drove away the one that may be strong enough to save me. Call me crazy, but to go all in is a fearful thing. Cause if I lose it, it'd be enough to break me. Some kind of crazy. Cause I'm waiting for to a broken sky. I'm waiting for lightning. And as I pull up to an empty home, lightning flashes and I hear my phone, and I wonder that it's her number. And I hear her voice, feel my heart race. Feel the rain pound my face and thunder. My heart thunders. And I hear her saying, I love you. Feels like heaven's answer to drawn my number. I was going under. God of wonder. I've been
wait a minute, now I can talk.
You really weren't unmuted, were you?
I'm never really unmuted, am I?
Yeah, no, you're never really muted.
Yeah, that too. Let's see. Yeah, I'm on. The host is muted. I guess that's okay.
Yeah.
Leave that one closed up. Yeah, that'll work. Well, no, little list of stuff here we wanted to talk about tonight. And we got about 45 minutes here, thanks to Blog Talks being the most expensive platform out there. We signed up for the one-hour show. We're soon going to be able to bump that up to a three-hour show, hopefully by next month. So time will tell on that. But right now we've got it scheduled where we're going to be here on Saturday nights. Actually, no, wait a minute. We said Saturday daytime. That's right. We're going to be doing a show, an hour-long show on Saturdays while this whole virus thing is going on, and most people are probably stuck inside. Around here, they're stuck inside because of the rainy weather. But Saturday looks good for an afternoon show. What did we decide on that?
I hit the wrong one.
There you are.
I meant to hit mine.
Yeah.
I think you said around 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock, yeah, 3 p.m. sounds good. That puts it at noon on the West Coast, so we want to try to keep it where it's not an ungodly hour out there. So, yeah, 3 p.m. Eastern from now on Saturdays, you'll be able to tune in right here. We do have a call-in number, so it makes it really easy to call in and listen. I believe you can also call in and listen to archives, if I remember right. But that call-in number is 515-602-9763. And if you call in on that number, you're going to be able to join in on the show. There's a way to raise your hand on the switchboard so we know you're here. And depending on what's going on the show, a lot of times we have people that we just pick randomly off the call board and have them join us on air with us here. And as I was saying before, this is the year, this is the time of what we call podcast. But I'd like to take a second to explain the difference. And what I was saying before, they don't call this Blog Talk Radio for nothing, okay? The word radio is there for a reason. When we signed up, nobody knew, or I don't think had ever heard the word podcast at that point. And like Paula said on another show we did, it could be when they did hear it, it could be that they were thinking it was something dirty. Kind of just from the way it sounds, you know what I mean?
Well, not just that. At the time, everything was still live. I mean,
yeah, it's all live. It's not recorded.
That 360, or what was it, 365 live, or whatever it was, where you could had this whole string of radio stations that played over the internet.
Right.
And it's now like it's become what, Spotify or Pandora or Last FM or.
Yeah, and it's all paid services now too.
But
when
you
first
said
started, they were free.
When you said you did a podcast, that was like, oh well, you can't be bothered to come on live, you know, on air live and have people call in and surprise you that it all had to be scripted.
Might be make a mistake or something.
Yeah. So that was why podcasts were kind of frowned on, because you could edit them, and, you know, if a guest was a dud, you know, you weren't embarrassed live on the air.
Oh, we had somebody in the chat room, didn't even see him. Imagine that, but they left. Oh, well, they're lost because we're back, and I'm feeling real good about this because of what we just went through last month or so. It's a thing called the Rise Up Challenge. And I'm not going to get into details about it. If you want to look it up, it's easy to find. It's all over Facebook. And the other thing that we just went through over the past 3 days, it was, I believe.
Yeah, Advanced 360.
The past 3 days was Advanced, was something called A360i. And you can look that one up on Facebook and also on the net and see what that's all about also. Because we're not going to talk about what that was all about other than the fact that this is what we learned there while we attended the challenge, a 23 or 4 day challenge it was, and then a 3 day recap with the A360, was that we had done something back in 2009 that was really important to what we're doing today, and we didn't realize it back then, but we did realize it after being attending this challenge and so on. And that is, back in 2009, we created a stage. Do you follow me?
Yeah.
Okay. We created a stage by getting on Blog Talk Radio, signing up for a paid account, and putting what we thought was good radio content on the Blog Talk airwaves. And everything we did was live. It was also saved in archives, and actually there's quite a few of them still on our Blog Talk page. You can actually go back to 2014. Some of them are still there. Yeah, I was looking at them.
Well, after we the account was inactive, some of those you couldn't listen to.
Yeah, some of them you can't listen to. Some of them are blank. But there are some, especially the latest ones, the last ones that we did that were Oro and Paula and then some, I believe what they were called. Or what was the name of the last batch we did?
Just Oro and then some, or Oro Expeditions and then some, or and
yeah,
then some
Oro
again.
And then some, and then some again. Right. Some of those are still, you can still listen to them here on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, maybe since we paid up our account again, you'll be able to listen to all of our archives.
I'd be able to listen to all of them. Who knows? Yeah. So that's what's going on here and now. And it was really cool because we learned about how powerful a stage can be. And here we not only had been on one, but we had created the one we were on. So it was really cool knowing that we were one step ahead of most of the people in the audience on this challenge thing, because when it was all over with, it turns out that we had already accomplished half of what they were talking about.
Well, that's like where were you? Oh, you were gone for a couple of hours. So I was sitting on the couch in front of the camera, and one of the breakout, or the only breakout room they did while you were gone, was about scaling your business, how you're going to scale your business.
Right.
And everybody else is going, well, I don't have anything on paper yet, but I'm going to do this, that, and the other thing. And I'm going, and it was my turn, and I said, well, you know, we have eBay, Facebook, e-commerce page. We do internet radio. We do YouTube. We have like four different YouTube channels.
Only four? I lost count.
It's probably more than that. I said we've got our fingers in everything. And the one guy says, well, maybe you're spread out too far. And I said, well, no, you put all – this is where you're – stages are. I didn't say stages at the time because I couldn't think of it, but I said we have, for each project that we're doing, we have its own stage, and there might be
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
So that's,
I gotta
why,
see if some of these work, man. You said we're blowing rust off, so I was just blowing a little rust off some of the drops.
So, you know, OMP's Finders Keepers, we have a group and a page for that. We have a YouTube channel for it. We have an e-commerce page for it. We have an eBay page for it. Oro Expeditions, of course, has its YouTube page and its Facebook page. And, you know, each project has its, you know, its tools.
Well, remember they were talking about Pete, one of Pete's favorite things, Pete Vargas, by the way. So that's another name. That's a name people can look up if they want to see everything about what we were experiencing the last month or so on the side from working with the business that we do. But Pete, one of the things he liked to talk about was buckets, how to put things in buckets and or boxes, however you want to look at it. But it was to basically, you know, section off. I do it with my mind pretty much. You know, I have to in order to be able to have a memory that's worth anything at all. But it was like, okay, yeah, you got this. We got a bucket for each one of the projects that we do. So it's easy to keep track of because we're only keeping track of the buckets, not details of each project.
That's right. And
bang.
With, are we having lightning?
Wasn't that what that flash just was?
Oh, I didn't.
Probably a sleigh.
Yep.
Bubba's seen it. He's over here wanting up. It's all right, man. Daddy won't get you.
Well, let him up there with you so he don't get scared.
Yeah. Well, and now we're talking about that particular subject. There's a few other names I want to mention as far as respect and recognition, because we've been really busy as far as whenever we got started with our primary company that we're associated with now called ASEA, it's network marketing. And it's kind of crazy to think that after all these years of swearing off of network marketing, we are back to being network marketers again. But it's for a great reason and a lot of great products and a lot of great people that we decided that. But in the process of that, we have been putting ourselves through a lot of motivational stuff, a lot of how to do business online stuff, and as far as courses out there that you can either get really cheap or basically get for free. Right now, because of the coronavirus, a lot of the gurus are offering their stuff up for free in order just to make up mailing lists for emails and so on. So you can get a lot of really good stuff out there. And a few names I want to throw at you so that you can write them down and check out their stuff. We already talked about Pete Vargas a little bit. That's Pete, V-A-R-G-A-S. And his sidekick is Pat Quinn. If you look that name up, you'll immediately recognize what the two of them are up to. And the other one that kind of goes along with those two, and really the one that I'm paying a lot of attention to right now with his GoPro Academy, is a guy named Eric Worre. Eric Worre is considered the number one network marketer on the planet today. He's scores million-dollar months and million-dollar periods of time over and over and over. Because of the way he built his business. So when someone says, oh, that's just network marketing, that's just a scam, I'm sorry to say people that say that these days probably haven't done their homework lately, because what used to be the wild, wild west of MLM, multi-level marketing, or what is now called network marketing, has switched around, wouldn't you say? I mean, from the 90s to the early 2000s to now, it looks to me like it's cool to be a network marketer again.
Well, yeah, and not just that. I read an article. I don't even remember where. I read so much in a day.
Yeah, you got to be careful now. I didn't make it R-rated. Okay.
But anyway, when you talk about a company being a pyramid, well, if you think about it, and in the back of my mind, I know that. That's any dummy that's seen a corporate chart knows that. Every company is a pyramid, because you have, the owner or the CEO, and then you have, and then it comes down from there. You know, your president, your vice president, your mid market, and then your salespeople. Every company is a pyramid.
Right. And now, let me remind you, with this company that we're with right now, and probably will be for good, I would guess, is run by a group of people that we get to watch a video about called The Genesis. And where this company came from and how it came to be. And trust me when I tell you, folks, these products that we are marketing now, they are so unique and original. They're covered by 19-plus patents. The company's been marketing, network marketing style, over 10 years, available in 33 countries. I mean, you could sit here and go on and on about all the big pluses. We have 4 different laboratories that test the products regularly to make sure they are what we say they are.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, one of them, I can't ever remember the name, but it's right on the bottle and explains the testing that goes on. But my point is, the gentleman, Mr. Bargett, what's his first name?
Virtus Norton.
Virtus Norton was the guy that founded this whole thing and found out about these signaling molecules and said, hey, this is great stuff. We need to study it. And he put on a panel of scientists to figure out how to make these molecules suspend in a solution. And in a matter of just a short period of time, they came back to him and said, we've done it. And the very next thing that they did was they rounded up a bunch of pharmaceutical people to see about getting it into pharmacies so that we can make they can make it available to people. And a really weird thing happened at that point. And I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag. We'll go ahead and put a link to the Genesis video probably in the chat room if Ms. Paula can pull that off so that you can watch it for yourself and see the story about how this company came to be and the sacrifices that were made at the beginning with these pharmaceutical people in order for it to be able to be taken to the people as a whole. So that's not what the pharmaceutical people wanted to do. So I'll let you see for yourself on the video. It's called The Genesis, A Sea of the Genesis. And if you put, you can do the short one or the long one, either one. I prefer
the
long
short
one. This is good. So, and that's why we wanted to get back on air, because this is our stage. This is a stage we're very familiar with. And very soon, this chat room who has nobody on, in it right now, and this switchboard who has no callers on it right now, that's all going to change for the better, because we understand what we can use our stage for. It's not going to be just all about marketing. It's not going to be about networking and all that all the time. There's going to be particular sections of different shows where we might talk about it. And so, but we have a lot of things that we can talk about. And you're going to have to take the mic. I got a call.
Yes, because there's a lot of things going on where besides working our thrift shop, O&P's Finders Keepers on our eBay store, where we buy abandoned storage units, and the ones that we bought have been buying have had some really good stuff in it, and a lot of it is listed on eBay, but I don't have all of it listed on eBay, but I'm working on it. Okay. And that's the other thing that we're doing. Is where home as a caregiver for my dad, and he's 89 years old, and his health is very good. He's starting to get a little bursitis and arthritis, and but we'll be here with him. He's suffering from sundowners, which is a stage of Alzheimer's, and some days it's a little worse than others. Today, this afternoon was kind of a bad afternoon. But, we're on top of everything else. Since we're here and we don't like to leave him alone, we don't let him drive anymore. So network marketing fits really well into that because, you know, you can do it all sitting right here at home, on the computer, on your cell phone. I know there's people still out there that don't have access to the internet, but this fortunately for us works out well, because even though we're in a rural area, we do have access to good internet, and that makes it a little easier being here 24/7. You know, we get a break every couple hours here and there, but caregiving is a tough gig, and we've been through it with four different elders, and this is the last one. So
okay. We might want to go back to talking about what we were talking about a minute ago, because we're about to have a guest, and he's got a lot to talk about.
Okay.
Yep, there he is.
He's your guest, so bring.
Dave, are you in there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
We hear you fine, and you're on the air here with KDCL Media and Miss Paula and Oro Cass, and we were just talking a few minutes ago about the products that we represent now in a company called ASEA, and it's funny because just as soon as we started talking about that, I had to put the show on hold so I could talk to you, and I would like for you to come on and explain who you are and why we think it's a great idea for you to be on the air here right now.
Okay, I'll just come out and talk about what happened with me. I got a phone call a little over a year and a half ago with a friend of mine that just asked me the question, have you ever heard of redox signaling molecules? And I had not, so I just said no. And he said, well, it's 1998 Nobel Prize winning technology that turns your body's ability to heal itself back on the way it was when you were younger. And that sounded pretty crazy to me, but I decided to watch the videos, and he said I had a money-back guarantee, and I had lower back discomfort that I was really trying to get rid of over the last 12, 13 years, and I thought that would be a good test, and lo and behold, it was gone in 14 days, and so the product worked for me, and it was pretty miraculous, and I found out that my story is normal, that it's been around 10 years. The company's been around 10 years out of Pleasant Grove, Utah, Salt Lake City, Utah, and that it's basically 10 years old and in 33 countries, and with all the independent lab studies they did in 2017, it's just starting to really hit momentum right now. And what I like to hear is that they had 19 overlapping patents on the product, so they own the market on redox signaling molecules, and it's now being taught at universities. They've got books written out of it. Medical universities are teaching redox signaling molecules. It is breakthrough science, and we just happen to be the only company that's got it stabilized outside the human body. So I hope that helps out a little bit.
It's amazing stuff. I know that, and that's great because I want people to understand, you know, we were talking just before you come on, that network marketing as a whole seems to be in a whole new phase now from what it used to be in the 90s and the early 2000s, where it was kind of like the wild, wild west. And let's see, I'm getting an echo. All of a sudden, the big mic started working. How's that? That's probably better. But as far as the network marketing thing, do you think that it's am I being correct in my thinking when I say that there's a turnaround in the majority of people's thinking when somebody brings that up?
Well, it's just a process, and it's actually network marketing has actually arrived as far as the part of the main thinking, as far as a lot of people that are doing it. And I think it's they're talking millions of dollars per day and trillions per year, and network marketing has become the place that people want to go ahead and work for themselves, where they can actually give themselves a pay raise and make as much money. And really the negativity is the fact that there were, you know, the ones that were actually pyramid schemes out there, and the FTC and the, you know, all the three-letter agencies come out and they take care of that and close those down. So what I really, really like to hear about this one is that it's actually number 44 in the Direct Selling Association right now, and they're in 33 countries, and it's 10 years, and it's a debt-free company that basically owns its own space. And I guess that's the best thing I can say about redox signaling molecules, is that they own that space. If you want to get your body healing itself, you need to go ahead and and get on the product. You're not going to get the product from any other company. We have no competition.
No, that's exactly right. And I'm for one, and Paul is for number two. We're proud to be a part of it, and we're really looking forward to being able to share these products with people and watch as they figure out just how great these things are, because we're noticing things every day as far as their changes and, you know, what's going on. We're both on fixed income because of disabilities, and it's looking like with these products that somewhere down the line we maybe have to give that money back. What do you think, Paula? Caught her with a mute button on.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm all for that.
Yeah, but you know, that's one of our goals, and I'm really glad you joined us, Dave. The timing was perfect on this. We got a 1 hour show that we get to do right now. Soon going to be bumping that up probably to a 3 hour show in the near future. So the timing was perfect for you to jump on here and join us. And this is something we're going to be doing Saturday afternoons, and then an evening show on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so that we don't conflict with some of the things going on with the company.
Awesome. And just congratulations for joining the company and joining the team. And you cannot miss, for people that really want to plug into a company that the mission is to help people, to do good, to help people. That's the mission. This is exactly what it does. You can feel good about the fact that the product works. There's over 100,000 product testimonials on a private Facebook group, and anybody can be added to that and do their own research as far as the results that not just hundreds or not just thousands, but tens of thousands of people, including doctors. There's there's a panel or a board of doctors with our company. This is real science, and its time has come. It's one of the biggest scientific breakthroughs of our lifetime. We just happen to be on the cutting edge of what's going on by having a product that actually has these redox signaling molecules stabilized so they can be commercialized and put on the market.
Right, and we're excited because, as we were saying earlier before we got a chance to get you on the line, we've been doing network marketing of one kind or another on and off since 1991, and we were never able really to make it happen simply because it was either the company would come apart or the products weren't worth what they said they were. It was always some kind of negative. And when me and you got together on a place called LinkedIn and you let me know about this particular deal, because of knowing your experience in the network marketing field, if you remember right, I told you straight up it didn't matter what the products were. If you were doing it, I was doing it. And that turned out to be very, very worthwhile as far as, you know, making the right decision to move forward with it. So we're really happy to be here.
Yeah, and again, we've got one of the fastest growing teams in the USA with the company, and we would welcome any help build your team, and we really help empower other people to make income here if that's what you want to do. Get your product free and make some extra money. So with that said, drop off the call, and thank you for having me as a guest.
Hey, thank you, Dave.
Thanks,
and,
Dave.
We hope to have you back often, because, like I said, we'll be here 3 times a week, and you're welcome anytime to jump in and give us your 2 cents.
Sounds good. You guys have a blessed day.
Hey, you do the same, Dave. Thank you. And let me see.
And you still there? It got quiet.
Okay, I'm here now.
Okay.
I'm waiting to see if Dave dropped.
Yeah, he did. You need to.
Oh, he dropped the switchboard. Okay.
Oh, good.
No, I still got him on the three-way over here.
That way, I was going to say, you have to wait till it drops.
I think it's stuck, but oh well. You know me, I'm technically challenged. I'm not talkative challenged, which, you know, my job's to talk. Your job's to do the techie stuff, so.
Three-way calling on cell phones has not been something I've been able to master.
I got it, but I just can't. Whenever I want to drop the person, they say just let them hang up, but it always hangs around on my phone as if they're still on hold, see? So it might be they still listening. Who knows? Either way, that was great that Dave Struckman, I'm going to say it, I know he probably won't because he's humble and doesn't really like to talk about himself a lot other than his experience in marketing. But to me, that man you just heard is a legend. What?
I said after a year, a year and a half, I think he's up to platinum already. So he's...
Yeah, he's approaching or has already made seven-figure earner.
Yeah.
In a year and a half. So that'll tell you what he does. The man was a shipbuilder, I think,
a boilermaker, a welder,
and he started doing network marketing in 1995, I think is what he says, or 96. And he's been doing nothing but network marketing ever since. So it just stands to reason that he's going to be successful.
Well, he works hard. He doesn't rest on his laurels. He works 6 days. He does this 6 days a week.
I would say probably other than a couple of hours, maybe 3 hours on Sunday, he does it every waking moment of every day.
Yeah, well, now he said he takes Sunday off, but he takes three-way calls.
Yeah, and you know as well as I do. If the phone rings, Dave's about to work, no matter what day of the week it is. And we know that because, as I was saying, when we met Dave, he was the founder of the company, of the organization for the products we were selling, we were working with. And we met Dave at a conference and worked, I don't know what it was, 800 or 900 or 1,000 people got together in Cancun, Mexico for 7 days. And we got a chance to meet Dave and the other two founders because we won a sales contest. We locked in quite a few sales in a short period of time right before the convention. And so that got us a limo ride and dinner with the three founders, plus the other top earners in the company. And it was probably, I would say, the most powerful evening in my life, second only to my honeymoon. That's how big it was. And the energy in the room, the information going back and forth across the table, the fact that here was a whole table full of people that were worth millions of dollars, and they were very interested in having a listen to what Paul and I had to say. It was very, very inspiring and very, very much told me at that point that at some time in our life, we were going to be able to be on their side of the table. We were going to be the ones on stage. We were going to be the top earners in a company. And I'll tell you what, since 1999, we've tried quite a few offers. We've tried quite a few things. We've lost quite a bit of money. We've actually had a couple of companies that we still use their products. So it hasn't been all bad. And the fact is, it just got all good because somebody that I originally considered a legend and still do in this industry is now our sponsor. And you just got to hear from him on our inaugural show here on Oro and Paula and then some on KDCL Media. So that to me is huge. And I didn't mean to turn this into a marketing show, but when Dave calls, I pick up. You know what I mean?
I remember those. When we first started doing this, we made meticulous show notes. This was going to be the topics, and this is what we were going to talk about. So, Oro made show notes tonight.
And I even said, I got some bullets here, and then the phone rings.
Yeah. And he said, and we're not going to do network marketing tonight. We're going to do that Tuesday.
Yeah, we're going to wait for 3 days before we even brought it up. I know. I said it. I admit it.
So the show notes today work about as well as the show notes did in 2009.
Exactly. So, and that's okay because that's what makes it live. That's what keeps it interesting is because you remember was one of my favorite shows as a little kid, Candid Camera. Well, this is Candid Internet Radio. And that's why we're able to call it radio instead of podcasting. You can't be candid on a podcast.
Well, you can, but you don't get anybody's reaction to it in real time. Now, I know tonight we don't have anybody in the chat room.
To me, that's not being candid. If you're not getting a live reaction, it's not being candid.
Well, the definition of being candid is that you don't have a script. And so if we just sat here and talked like this, recorded it, and uploaded it, it would still be candid, but... you wouldn't have the live reaction available to it.
Well, considering how much thunder and lightning going on, I'm just happy to be online and be on the air.
You know, pretty girl over here don't like it.
Little Bubba don't like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, okay. It'd be okay, Coda.
Bubba's all sucked down over here, the gold mining dog. The Bubba, he's a radio star. He's been on the radio before.
Yeah.
So he has.
In the videos.
Back in the day. All over the videos. He got his own following on Facebook. Bubba just making his own page. But I'm really glad
to
be back. I'm really glad to be back on the air. And just in case some of our old gold mining friends happen to come over and check things out to see what's up, I got a little something for you that's going to bring back some serious memories from when we did World Expeditions and then some. That was our gold mining and gemstone hunting show that we've done in the past. And we're going to be bringing a lot of that particular show back because Oro Expeditions is our original business over and above OMP's Finders Keepers, which is another topic we're going to be covering. But just for now, I want to take 1 minute, just one single minute, and play another legend and let you hear what he has to say.
Overzealous people today, they want to stop mining. The small guy with his pick and shovel, he doesn't hurt anything. We can't afford to lose the recreation and as much fun as prospecting.
You got to get out there and know what it is to be cold and wet and hungry in order to really enjoy what it is to be well fed. So hard work is good for you because it brings reason and balance to your life.
If you want to get out there and work hard and do the right thing, you can make it in these United States.
Because this is part of our heritage.
And I want to leave that legacy for the kids coming behind us. You can find gold out there. You're not going to get rich at it. Sometimes you won't find any. But I tell you what you will find out here. You'll find freedom, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's so important to me that you consider the Gold Prospectors Association of America.
I'm for the pick and shovel miner.
You get representation, you know that your voice is being heard.
And that was George Massey, the founder of Gold Prospectors Association of America and Lost Dutchman Mining Association, two organizations that we are proud members of. And if you want to go find some gold, it's the two best places in the world to sign up and check them out because we found a lot of gold because of those two groups.
Yeah.
And another one that we mentioned earlier, New 49ers, I think I mentioned that on the show that didn't record.
Yeah, that was last night.
Last night we mentioned New 49ers. They're up in Northern California, a little place called Happy Camp. We belong to that organization also. So if you want to get it started with some recreational gold mining, treasure hunting, metal detecting, stuff like that, be sure and look up one of those three. GPAA, the Lost Dutchman Mining Association, and the New 49ers. They all three do the same thing pretty much. So I want to put a plug in there for them since we don't have any actual commercials set up.
Yeah, well, New 49ers is right there on the Klamath River, and GPAA and LDMA are both national.
Right. And just so we know for sure, everything worked right, and everything will be okay on the first recording of the very first show. We're going to end it a little early because an old friend just showed up, coming up the studio steps. Guess who?
I don't know. I can't see the steps from here.
I believe her name's Rosalie.
Cool.
And she came up to take us on out of here, just like we always did in the past. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to play this song in dedication to Rosalie, and you can name off the other people.
Rosalie Scher and Steve Carlson.
That's,
and
yeah.
Rosalie's husband, Darren Scher.
This is the song we've always ended the show with in the past, and so we're going to go ahead and bring this one to a close, even though we're 5 minutes early. We got a late start because of technical stuff, but this is going to be our first show to go down in archives, and we want to make sure we leave plenty of time for Miss Rosalie. So it's been a blessing to bring you this show. We really appreciate the audience that is soon to come, and stay tuned, because we're bound for bigger and better things here on KDCL Media, the pride of internet radio for Deep Creek Lake, Garrett County, Maryland, and the world.
Campfire on the mountaintop, run till the sun came up. No place I'd ever rather.
Good night, everybody.
Slept below a bed of stars. No sign of trucks or cars. Just you and I over the sea. When the tide came in, you had to find high ground to save me. That seems to be just what you do. I can only hope with all my heart that maybe, baby, if you're gonna move along, you're always gonna wanna take me too. Oh, oh. Don't matter if we're rich or poor, you know we've both been there before. And I'd follow you around the world till the end of time. A twin bed in a cheap hotel, the big city never did us well. Busted TV and a broken chair, holding hands down the avenue, watching all the silly things that people do. But we stroll along without a care. When the rain came down, you threw your coat on the ground to save me. Oh, that seems to be just what you do. I can only hope with all my heart that maybe, baby, if you're gonna move along, you're always gonna wanna take me too. Ooh.